Alright guys, you read the title, you know what this is about, so I'm just going to make it quick. This is to teach you guys, especially you young guys, if you want to be able to give her the 10, even if you aren't born with a 10, then just listen the hell up, because I'm going to straighten you out real fast. Alright, first thing you got to do, especially if you want to be effective in that area, and yes, I got to talk in code because of the restrictions we got going on. Well, the first things you do, you gotta work on yourself. And what I mean by that is you need to do cardio, okay? Like the movie says, cardio is number one for a reason, okay? Not only does it slim you down, and the ladies like it when you're slimmer, when they can start feeling the muscles underneath the skin, they love that shit. It's also gonna help you maintain so you're not too quick. This is where people who say you gotta lift weights because it helps your testosterone level. Yes, it does. But if all you do is lift weights and do heavy squats, three sets of two squats, you're going to last 3.2 seconds, okay? Because your muscles are going to be used to just clenching really hard right off the bat, and you're going to be just really, really quick. You don't want that. Most women take time to get them there, okay? We can be over and done with in 2 seconds. It takes a while for a lot of women to get there. However, as a side effect of the cardio, your health is just going to be a lot better. Now, if this is the reason you're working out, I don't care. That's your reason. I think everybody should be working out. You know, keep yourself fit. As an old guy, trust me, it pays off in the end. Now, aside from your own fitness, you have to work at your knowledge base. If you're a young guy, because I really doubt old guys listen to that. This, if you're a young guy, you need to learn the female body. Okay, there are plenty of tutorials online. You can read all those, but I recommend you look into massage. And I don't mean erotic. I mean just general massage. Okay, actual massage classes, which I've taken, are pretty different between male and female. Okay, you don't just need to know erogenous zones. Because if you just stick with the erogenous zones, you're going to bore her, okay? Now, one of the things I will say about erogenous zones, okay, and this is for you young guys, okay, when the top comes off, we tend to aim straight for that bullseye, okay? It's a natural reaction for us to do that. However, women will get bored with this fairly quick. Are they sensitive? Sure. Do they like that all the time? Doubtful, okay? Now, one of the things, if you aim high, that's an area that doesn't get a lot of attention. So if you hold low, so you hold them up, you know, taking the pressure off, which makes them feel a little better, and then, you know, instead of aiming your face to the bullseye, aim a little high, you might be surprised at the reaction. Now, you don't have to do this every time, and I'll get into that in a second. Now, once your knowledge base is good and your fitness is good, you need to work on her comfort. Okay, a lot of women will not get to the high point of intercourse. God, I hate having a talking code. Unless they are comfortable. One of the easiest ways to do that is her place, okay? Where she's the most comfortable. And for the love of God, learn how to do some foreplay. Holy crap. Guys, you need to do foreplay. If you don't understand what that is, holy shit, again, tutorials. You gotta work on your knowledge base. Fair warning, it's not all about your junk. Okay, I'm gonna say that one again, because a lot of you just are like, what? I thought it was always about, you know, my junk. No, it's not. If you're trying to give her the 10, you're not actually using your junk as much as you think. Now, when you actually get into position and you start going low and slow, okay? Low rhythm and start going slow. Especially you young guys, if this is her first time, calm the hell down. I know you just want to, you know, ram that sucker in there. Calm the hell down and go slow, okay? There's two reasons for this. One, women, and I've actually asked this, why they want us to go slow, it's so they can feel the stretch. Yeah, wrap your brain around that one. For us guys, it kind of sounds even weird. But they want to feel that. Also, if you go slow, you can calm your yourself down. Remember what I said about cardio and your muscle, that you're trying not to clench them real fast. If you go fast, you're going to clench hard, you're going to be a three-pump chump, and forget the 10-deck, you're going to be laughed at. And this is one of the things, guys who are actually born with a 10, a lot of times that's all they do. Jam it in there, last 3 seconds, go, oh, you must have enjoyed yourself. You said, oh, you made those noises. Yeah, those noises was the word ouch, moron. And once you finish, for the love of God, cuddle her a little bit. They love that. All women love that. Cuddle them, give them a smooch, you're good. Okay? Now, all that being said, and pretty much that's all you need to know, except for what you're going to learn in your tutorials. Warning, warning, danger, danger. Okay, if you do give a woman the 10, you run a risk of her getting excessively attached to you, to the level of stalker, okay, especially if you're young. So, be aware of this, okay? Also a warning, be warned, especially if you're a loyal guy, as soon as you give your girl the 10, and she tells her friends are going to want a piece of that. That is not carte blanche to go out and do anything, because, oh dear Lord, that's how you end up on the two-way live fire range. Don't do it. Now, as a side note, everything you learn, us guys, just like in the gym, we can do the same regimen every single day. You cannot do that with women. If you give them the 10, you cannot do the exact same sequence. Just mix it up a little bit. Even if all you're doing is changing the location, or, I don't know, instead of going south 8 mile, you're giving her an actual massage. It's something. Change it up a little bit. Trust me, they appreciate that. And you know what? I just realized how long this video is going, and I wanted to make this a quick one. Wow, I just realized the bad pun on that. So, tell you what, this is your crazy uncle. I'm out.